You're listening to a Sound Vision Online podcast.
Find us at soundvisiononline.co.uk.
You're very welcome to another Sound Vision Online podcast. This time we're going to talk to Niall Dempsey. Now, regular listeners will know Niall as our Youth Development Officer here in RNIB in Northern Ireland. Niall works with young people who are blind or partially-sighted, and I thought we'd bring him in today, we could have a chat and find out what exciting developments Niall has coming up over the months ahead. Niall, you're very welcome back.
Thanks very much, Joe. It's been a while.
It has been a while, yes. I don't know what happened. I think we lost your address, did we?
Yes. The fact I sit 6 feet away from you really caused problems.
Indeed. But Niall, you wanted to come in today and suppose talk to us about what you've got coming up over the summer here and coming into the autumn. So I suppose firstly, what are you at these days, Niall? What's the youth development programme all about?
Well, at the minute, Joe, we have some interesting stuff coming up. We are taking a day event at Skytrek in Dunmurry on Saturday the 1st of August, where the young people will get a chance to try bubble football, the Skytrek course itself, which is like a high ropes course, and archery as well. So it's kind of like a bit of a social event and chance to try some new activities and meet some people of similar age and with similar interests. So that's something we have coming up. Then we also have a residential in August at Ardlewen House in Newcastle. That's from the 13th to the 16th, and that will involve a talk from Mary Hegarty, who organises EVS placements here. For anyone that doesn't know what that is, it's the European Volunteer Scheme, so it's a chance for young people to hear about how they can go to another European country, maybe do a work placement for, you know, up 3 months, up to a year, and kind of find out what support and things they would have available for them to do that. We'll also have a talk from Sean Canny, our CAN development officer, and they'll also be taking part in some outdoor activities as well as some personal development work as well. So that should be a very enjoyable residential for anyone who attends, and I have to say that the facilities up in Newcastle are pretty good, having just had a group there a couple of weeks ago.
Is that all in August?
That is all in August, yes. And then we'll throw in a Duke of Edinburgh expedition for those finishing their award next year or this year. And then we will start recruiting our group for next year. So if anybody would be interested in that award, all they have to do is contact myself and we'll get them enrolled to start in the autumn.
And tell me a little bit about that Duke of Edinburgh. What age groups is that aimed at?
Well, the Duke of Edinburgh Award can be done by anyone from the age of 14 to 25. The level you do it at will depend on what age you started at. So if you're 14, then you're old enough to do the Bronze Award. At 15, you're old enough to do the Silver Award. And 16, old enough to do the Gold Award. So the award really involves training for an expedition, which will be done either hiking or cycling, carrying camping equipment with you. And we do that in conjunction with BAC. So you'll get training on stuff like first aid, how to use a camp stove, cooker, navigation, all the important things for being out in the wilderness, you know, a lot of Bear Grylls stuff.
Oh, yes.
And then they also have to do three other sections, which are a skill, a physical section, and a voluntary section. So the idea is that you kind of get broad horizons over the award. You do some kind of sport or recreational activity that is physically challenging for at least an hour a week. You volunteer somewhere for an hour a week to give something back to the community, always a positive. Mm-hmm. And you practice a skill, so it could be something like musical instrument, photography, reading at a, you know, a higher level than you currently do, anything that, you know, is challenging you a little bit, really.
And tell me a little bit, you've got some exciting news about the autumn, haven't you?
Yes, thankfully we were one of 10 organisations awarded a pilot scheme under the United Youth funding programme. And what this does is allows us to work with 10 young people aged 16 to 24 who are not in full-time education or employment, and we'll work with them from October to March on kind of an intensive programme where they'll take part in up to 9 residentials, a work placement. They'll get to do a lot of stuff like personal development work, things to help their employability or their skills to get into further education if that's what they're interested in. They'll also get to meet other groups of young people outside of RNIB as well and do some joint work with them. And also there is a payment for taking part in this project for people as well. So that's a new one on us, but we're, you know, delighted to be able to offer that out to our young people. So we have 10 slots available all on that. And when we have the dates and everything set, we will doubtless advertise it through yourself and your various social media means. And then it will basically be done on a first-come, first-served basis for young people who are eligible under all the criteria and, you know, are keen to get involved.
I would certainly encourage any parents or young people themselves who listen to this to definitely get involved with that. But I mean, I suppose on a wider sort of level, now, what would you describe to be the benefits of getting involved with some of our youth programmes?
Well, really, Joe, it's very individual to each young person. We have some young people that may come and look for support in things like applying for, you know, a college course. Maybe they're not aware of what's available to them when they get to the college to make the course accessible. Maybe the application process itself is proving challenging. We can always help with that. Some people, you know, have taken great confidence from just getting to meet other young people facing similar challenges and issues, and also taking part in the range of activities we're able to offer. So the main point I would really want to get across is that we treat each young person as an individual. When you come and talk to us about our youth service, we'll ask what it is that you want from it. We're not here to tell young people what they need to take from us. They tell us, and we do our best to support them in whatever area they want.
And I suppose you've been doing this quite a long time now, have you?
Yes, I'm now 65, retiring in a couple of years. And this is about 6 or 7 years I've been doing this. So we've seen some, you know, great stories come out of it, and young people taking a lot from the service, which is, you know, always very pleasing to see. And long may it continue.
And I must admit, you've probably seen some great success stories, like people coming through some of the programs that you've ran yourself and going on to greater things.
Yeah, I mean, we've seen the development of a lot of young people, maybe are now maybe in full-time employment, or they've gone on to, you know, university and are really enjoying their time over there, or, you know, they've just even just introducing someone to something that they, you know, are passionate about. Maybe they got involved in an activity with us one time and realised, you know what, I basically really enjoy kayaking, or, you know, wall climbing, or I love playing guitar now that we had some lessons through the RNIB, anything like that. Anything that, you know, improves anyone's life in any kind of way, we're happy to have been a small part of, really.
Okay, so somebody listening to this now wants to get in touch with you, Niall. What do they do?
Yeah, okay, to get in touch with myself, all you need to do is ring 028 90 334 138, or give me an email, which is ndemsey, so ndempsey at rnib.org.uk, and then obviously I'll be happy to have a chat.
And of course, we'll be sharing information from the sort of programmes that Niall runs through our Facebook and Twitter, as always. Niall, thank you very much for coming in. It's been a pleasure, as always, to have a chat. And of course, if you are a young person, or you know a young person who'd like to get in touch with Niall Dempsey and the RNIB Northern Ireland Youth Service, just give us a call here at RNIB in Belfast on 02890 329 373, or drop us a message on our social media. Just search for RNIB Northern Ireland.
RNIB Northern Ireland. Supporting people with sight loss.